Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It is Halloween, and I'm going to talk to you guys about the top 10 ways for your skin and hair to not get spooky. I'm so excited. With the holidays coming upon us, I want to remind you guys there are lots of things you can do to keep your skin and hair and nails beautiful, but all of them begin with you just actually trying harder and doing little baby steps every day. So, how to not get spooky. Step one, this is the season of makeup. With Halloween makeup, with Christmas coming up and Thanksgiving, we're going to be putting on tons of makeup for events and parties, especially with Halloween. If you're removing your makeup, always double cleanse. These chemicals, pigments, and the pollution that our skin encounters every day are so entrapped in the oils of our pores that you're really not going to get it all with one cleanse. Sometimes I'll wash my face with glycolic wash, which is a 20% glycolic acid wash. And then I'll use our glycolic peel pads. And I'm always shocked and amazed that I still have some makeup residue on the peel pads. And that's after a glycolic wash. So do a double cleanse. Always do a double cleanse. Use a makeup removing balm or an oil first. Then use a cleanser for your skin type. And make sure you take that dirt off your skin. One of the reasons that skin gets damaged is from these daily oxidants that get deposited on the surface of the skin. And it's your job to remove them. If you have sensitive skin, you also need to remove allergens and pollution from the skin surface. And gentle cleansers work really well for this. I have two great cleansers. Actually, we have three. One's our glycolic wash. We also have a green tea cleanser for more sensitive skin types. And then I really love my perfecting polish at least 2 or 3 times a week to exfoliate. Exfoliation is key. Number two, moisturize day and night. It is the winter season and the air has less humidity. Your skin is going to feel drier, tighter, and sometimes itchier, and that's related to moisturization. So think about your skin. Do you have oily skin, dry skin, sensitive skin? Once you figure that out, you'll know what type of moisture is best for your skin. Hyaluronic acid moistures are best for oily skin types. They draw water into your skin without making it greasy. Drier skins need more emollient moisturizers with ceramides, peptides, and lots of oils to trap moisture into the skin barrier. And sensitive skin needs calming ingredients. So our products that have a ton of green tea, like my Night Quench and our Triple Shot Serum, excellent for sensitive, rosacea, redder skin types. Moisturize day and night. I do my entire 5-step skincare regimen morning and night. And I recommend that you take those 5 minutes of the day to make it your zen moment of taking care of your face. And stop being rushed and stop thinking about other people and just do the things that your skin needs. Your skin will drink in moisture these winter months. Number three, don't touch your face. It's bad enough that the masks are on our face all day long. It spreads bacteria and causes breakouts when we touch repeatedly. If you're at home and your phone is on your face, if you're sleeping on a dirty pillowcase that hasn't been into the wash in 5 or 6 months, these are things that need to happen. Remember to use a fresh towel, at least weekly towel washing, very important. Try to use a fresh washcloth every day. The things that put bacteria on the skin surface are in some ways good when they're healthy probiotics that improve the skin flora. In other ways, very bad when they are damaging staph bacteria and things that will easily cause folliculitis and breakouts. Number four, hydrate inside and out. So, in addition to what you put on your skin, the most important thing is to hydrate internally. And what we put on our skin traps water so that the moisture barrier and the skin barrier layer is better. But drinking things that don't dehydrate you. So I'm always with the coffee in my hand, and technically that's not good because coffee is so dehydrating. It's a diuretic. It's going to make you pee out all your excess water, wakes you up, but then you need to hydrate afterwards. And I love a good green juice for that. I think green juice is one of the best things you can do. It concentrates the ingredients your body needs, including a little dose of chlorophyll, a ton of essential minerals, and always take your green juice on an empty stomach if you're going to do that. Number five, avoiding direct heat exposure. So remember, in the winter, direct exposure to heaters and fireplaces can cause inflammation, which causes collagen breakdown, and pigmentation. Most importantly, pigmentation. If you didn't already know it, one of the reasons your skin gets pigment is from the heat. So for example, hot yoga instructors, they could be sitting in a totally dark room at Core Power Yoga, but the heat over and over is what's going to give them pigmentation. Or sometimes bakers actually around an oven, they can be indoors the whole day, but they're near a heat source and they get melasma. So consider heat as something that's not great for your skin. It causes vasodilation. It causes capillaries to become redder. It brings in inflammation. It breaks down collagen and pigmentation. And number six, simplify your routine and think about adding a pigmentation ingredient. I think winter is the best time to treat your melasma because sun, we're not out in the sun, we're indoors, we're hydrating, we're paying more attention to moisturizing, and pigmentation needs to be worked on gradually and progressively. It does take 8 to 10 to 12 weeks to reduce melasma. You can try our brightening pads. Those are excellent. I love the vitamin C serum. It makes you lighter, brighter, tighter. And we have prescription grade products. So my botanical brightener, for example, has 5 different lighteners, including kojic acid, ascorbic acid. It has ingredients that will improve overall skin turnover. It has licorice and medicines that attack the pathways of pigmentation along each step of the breakdown and the formation of melasma. I love number 7 too. Don't stress and be happy, because you will have bad skin the weeks that you're, whenever you're stressed, your skin will say it and your skin will show it. And we know that. We've all been through exam times. We've been through times when you have a wedding or an important lecture coming up and suddenly you get a cold sore. Suddenly you have a fever blister. You go through all your exams and you hold it together barely. And then as soon as the week is over, you either break out, get a virus, or you know, you feel all the stress upon your face. So I think it's partly from stress eating. I think we indulge in chocolates and we indulge in sugars, and sugar in your diet fuels the inflammatory processes. So if you eat foods with high glycemic index, you are actually going to worsen your acne. And the old mythologic stories about chocolate and candies worsening your acne, they're actually true. So studies have been done that show that many ingredients that are stress comfort foods flare up acne, including peanut-based products. If you eat a lot of androgen-creating peanut-based products, you're going to have more androgenic acne, which can be around the mouth, perioral areas. And chocolate as well is one of those. But anything that has high glycemic or sugar content index is going to give you more breakouts. And definitely if you're prone to breakouts, avoiding peanuts, peanut butter, that kind of thing, foods with high androgen content. Number 8 is hair loss, to avoid the frightening hair loss which will come upon us during periods of stress, after childbirth, during times of period changes, during menopause. You have to think ahead. You have to use vitamins that are going to improve your hair growth, not just biotin, but also minerals and essential vitamins that are necessary for the follicles to grow. One of my biggest and most important takeaway points is if you're a menstruating female and you're having hair loss, you most likely have iron deficiency, which is contributing to this. Women do not know that they're running around with no backup fuel tank with their iron stores. Literally, their ferritin levels, which are a sign of your iron stores, are just extremely low. And I've seen this in my personal self, as well as I have 3 daughters. Each one of them was running on ferritin stores that were like in the single digits. And we tried a year of oral iron supplementation. That's often not so effective because iron is difficult to take. But if you don't take your iron, your body is starved for iron. It's going to give the iron to your red blood cells so you can live. It's not going to give it to your hair. Your hair will fall out. So it's super important if you're having hair loss, get a full panel checked, including your thyroid, including your iron levels, and start taking some really good building blocks for hair growth. So our hair, skin, and nails vitamins is one of the best ones on the market. It has 1,000 micrograms of biotin per serving, which no other product has, as well as all of these really rare essential minerals that you don't think you need, but in the background, they're doing very important enzyme functions to help hair to grow. I also love our choice of hair serum and hair shampoo and conditioner. That's number 9. Choose your hair products wisely. Use a shampoo that's suitable for your skin type. And remember that whatever you put on your hair is actually going to end up on your forehead and face. And if you're breaking out along your hairline, you need to change, number one, your styling gel, number two, your shampoo, your conditioner, your rinse, whatever you're using in order to make sure that your hair does not keep spilling onto and affecting your face and your facial scalp area. I love our strengthening shampoo, and I use that. It's a vibrant strengthening shampoo and conditioner, and I use that because I have started to experience some thinning of my hair, and I want all of my listeners to understand that this is so normal. 40%, that's right, 40% of women after age 40 have hair thinning. And so many young women too. I'm seeing so many 20 to 30 year old women who just come in with hair extensions. It's hair extension city, and nobody stopped to tell you to look at your hormones, get your blood work done, and then do something to prevent and reverse this. Many young women have an abundance of hormones in their diet, and that's the American diet. We're fed products from cows that are given so much estrogens to produce milk and so much antibiotics. And that's absorbed by our bodies. So I think that one of the most important things you should do is evaluate kind of why your hair loss is happening. For women in their 30s and 40s, it's definitely dihydrotestosterone that builds up on the scalp surface, and it affects the follicles of the hair. The follicles get miniaturization. That means they become tiny and thin, and then they start to fall out. And so if you have frontal scalp showing, that's super common, where we see women whose hair starts to thin right around the bangs or right behind the bangs. That means you have high testosterone levels. Not the good kind of testosterone, the kind that gives you your libido and your sex drive and your more muscles and muscle toning. Nope, this is not it. And any kind of testosterone for women that gives those effects is wonderful. But when you have dihydrotestosterone, you are going to get hair fall. And you can lose up to 30 to 40% of your hair before you even start to think it's a problem. If you're noticing like scalp thinning and scalp show, you probably have already lost 30% of your hair. So it's super important. At the first sign, you should start on a hair regrowth system. Try the vitamins, the Vibrant shampoo and conditioner. I love it. It's clinically proven to reduce hair fallout, and it gives you thicker, healthier looking hair. It improves the bulb and the shaft of the hair follicle. And this has really great natural ingredients, including clover extract and chamomile extract, aloe, as well as the medical grade ingredients that are really going to improve your ability to grow thicker hair. It has biomimetic technology for hair loss. There's so many hair products out there on the market. That's one of the things that really prompted me to look at our line and make it something that had science behind it, because otherwise everything you see on the shelf says it promotes hair growth. And what can you believe anymore these days? I think it's important to use science-based results. Last but not least, come and see me if you're having hair fall, hair loss, melasma, or any of these things, or send us a DM or a message, because we'd love to help you. And then number 10 on our list was keep a healthy diet. I know that you've heard this so many times, but it's not that hard to be disciplined. You have to force yourself and think about why you eat and when you eat. I think in our culture, we're programmed to eat at certain times of the day. And if you really think about it, you're not even hungry sometimes. You just are eating mechanically because someone told you it's lunchtime and you're supposed to go sit and eat. And then you just do it. I want to really teach my listeners to obey their gut instincts. And when you have your tummy growling and rumbling, that's when you're hungry. That's when you should eat. If your tummy's not growling, don't eat. There's so much mythology out there about breakfast being the most important meal of the day, about how you get hypoglycemic, how you should eat small, frequent meals. It's really not true. And so much research is supporting the fact that intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating is much better for our metabolisms. Your body needs to run on clean fuel. You need to utilize your glycogen stores that are in your liver, burn all the calories you ate earlier, and be hungry, and then eat again. And if you want some good tricks, I love to use our inulin powder. It's from Gangster Simply Chic brand inulin powder. I'm using that every single morning in my black coffee, and I'm putting a scoop of our collagen powder as well. That one is amazing. And that is not pure fasting. It's enough 40, 50 calories to get my day going. The inulin is a dietary fiber. It binds your dietary fats Because it's a fiber, it absorbs water, it fills up your tummy, you feel satiated, you've got some of this collagen protein in you. Once you have 40 grams of protein in you, you're not going to eat that much calories the rest of the day. You eat 400% less calories in the day. And wait, let me say that again. I think I have to edit that. Once you have this daily dose of your black coffee with your scoop of inulin, you're going to feel more satiated. When I throw in my collagen peptides, we put in 12.5 grams of collagen peptides per serving. It's only 40 calories, but you're going to eat 400 less calories per day just because you have that front-loaded dietary protein. You don't feel as hungry all day long. So that's like one of my little biohacks, and I think it's important because that allows me to get my caffeine, get my day started, feel satiated, still have that feeling of like control of cortisol because I haven't been starving all night, and then I don't eat till I'm actually tummy growling hungry. I do that Monday to Friday. I'm not a saint. On Saturday and Sunday, I have cheat meals. And then when you go home, you can actually eat almost anything you want because you've really fasted until about 1 p.m. You've reduced about 600 to 700 calories out of your diet by skipping the main meal of the day, the breakfast meal of the day. And then you're going to eat less because your stomach physically shrinks in size and smaller quantities of food are going to make you feel more full. You just start to examine, like, every time you see a piece of food, you're like, well, am I hungry? Am I not hungry? I'm not really hungry. I'm going to eat later. So one other really great trick is never say no to food. Don't tell yourself, I can't have that. And then you look at it like you're desperate and dying for it. Just say, I'm going to have that later. I can't have it now, but I'll have it in 15 minutes. And that little trick, because 15 minutes later, other things will pop into your head and you'll be like, I don't really need it. I'll just skip it. So that gives me some self-discipline. That's just one of my personal little tricks. I want you guys to think about it. When I get home Monday to Friday, I'm having greens, proteins, vegetables. I do have a little carbs, but it's always the last step of the meal. So you can have that bite of bread, but have it last. And then weekends, give yourself a cheat meal so you can enjoy your life. It's 20%, you know, you got to be 80% good, 20% enjoying. Those are my tips to have a really successful holiday season and help your face, hair, skin, nails. We can't get spooky, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot let ourselves go. Don't let yourself get spooky. Don't let your face get spooky. Do your maintenance. That's it for now, guys. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram, Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find all of these amazing items, including our vitamins, the hair, skin, and nails, the hair shampoo. Do the things that will make you better. Don't wait. When you see a problem, you got to fix it. Love you guys. Stay beautiful and happy Halloween.